Brother, Isaac, I have a question for you. Do you know Spanish? Good Spanish? Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay. I need somebody to translate what I will say, and I think Brother Isaac is a man. No? Okay, so I'm in a big problem right now. Oh. Okay, that's my English, you know, very bad, but well, I will try to do my best. Okay, I think that everybody knows me. My name is Sylvester Narvaez, but everybody calls me Beto. I know that okay, let me see if I can say it correct. I know that y'all will never forget a short and ugly face. Okay, me, that's me. So you remember my name, and you will remember who I am. Okay, let me talk about a little bit what we're doing in Berea. Okay, it's a place where I'm doing the mission work. It's in Van Buren. Okay, it has been hard for me, you know, to do this work, and not because I say that it's hard. But let me tell you this, bros, I'll be very honest. You know, people in that area is very hard. And this breaks my heart. There's a lot of churches, we can call them churches, and I'm not talking bad about them, that about a lot of Pentecostal churches that preachers are not doing what they're supposed to do. And it's sad for me when we go and knock doors and talk with people about Christ, and they say, sometimes I don't believe in Christ, they say. And it's hard because preachers have been doing so many bad things that if I tell you what they say to me, I have to write a book, you know, because I will not finish this day. And it's sad, you know, to know that preachers are giving a bad testimony. One, if we call them preachers, you know. Preachers who have double life, they have another woman, they have child with members of churches and all that. It's terrible. And that is sad because people sometimes don't want to hear the truth of God. And it's hard to that. But well, we're doing everything what we can. I know this is not Brother Beto's work, it's God's work. Right. And I'm taking the gospel to these people, you know, people who are, they have bad, well, they're wrong what they believe. And I'm not going to teach you what the Pentecostal says, but I can say what people tell to me. They talk to me about their religion. Last week after service, Wednesday, we went and knocked doors. And there's a man, he is from Peru. And I asked him, do you know about God? He say, yes. He said, I know what you know. I said, here's somebody who say, I know what you know. Well, maybe he knows a lot. Well, not a lot. I don't know a lot. But I say, well, at least he knows. Ask him, do you go to church? No, but I know about Christ. I say, oh, that's good. And ask him, do you know where will you go if you die? Okay, when you die, he said, mm-hmm. Where will you go? He said, nowhere. What do you mean, nowhere? He said, yes, because the Bible says that you don't know where you're going as soon as you die, and then God will decide. I say, why are you telling me that? He said, well, there's a man who is like you, who goes to church, and he said that the Bible doesn't say where will you go after you die. I said, I don't know this man. I respect him. by tell your friend that you have to study, that he has to study the Bible. You know how things are going. You know how people is changing the truth of God and how people are living right now. I can read in the Bible that we're a saint nation. We are God's people. And God's people goes to heaven. So I want you to pray a lot for us. Pray for the people, the one we're teaching them the gospel. People go to church and they go a few weeks and then they leave. One lady said, you're boring. I understand I'm not a good preacher, but I'm honest, I don't want to be a good preacher. I want to preach the truth of God, and that's it. So pray a lot because I'm boring, because, well, I don't know about God, but I want to learn about him. And every day when I read my Bible, I learn something, a little bit. I know Brother Isaac is smart man, not me. And I learned a lot when I was coming to the boys' meeting. That's how you call it? Yes. So I learned a lot. But, well, I stopped coming for one reason that I'm not going to say that reason today. But pray for me. Pray for me because I need of your prayers. And thank you, brother, for being a part of this work. Thank you for praying. And thank you again for praying and pray more and more and more because I need all your prayers. Amen. Okay. So somebody has a question? No questions? Questions right now, well, no question, answers of those questions, if you have, they are free. If you have a question outside, it will cost you $5, so you decide. Maybe this will not help you. It's in Van Buren, but I don't know the address. So, well, at least I say where it was, you know. So, no. Do ustedes saben la dirección, Elizabeth? Well, I know that it's in 22nd Street. But I'm honest. I don't have my cell phone, you know. ¿No tienes un folleto? No? Well, I'll see Brother Isaac the address and he can send you a text. See? Okay. Okay, brothers, if y'all don't have any questions, I will invite you to open your Bibles in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And I want you to stand so we can read this verse. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And it says, "And not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." I will pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity that you give me to be in this place. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to talk about your word. Don't let me talk like a man. So give me the words that I will talk to your people. Give us the the patient, give me the word, and be with me in this moment. In Jesus, amen. You may sit. Are you sure you don't want to translate?
I'm sure.
You're sure? No bueno.
No,
no bueno. Uh-huh. Okay. As we read in the Bible, brothers, we can see that Paul is saying to the Ephesians to be filled of the Holy Spirit. But I have a question. Who is the Holy Spirit? And I want you to think a little bit. Who is the Holy Spirit? And we can read in the Bible that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. So the Holy Spirit is the one who convinces us of sin. And the Holy Spirit is the one with Jesus gave us the salvation. So brothers and sisters, it's very important to us to be filled of the Holy Spirit. And Paul is saying to this church to be full of the Holy Spirit. But think about this. In this verse, Paul is giving a command to the church to be filled of the Holy Spirit. And the question is this. How many of us is full of the Spirit? And what does the Spirit make to us when we are, how do you say, full? The Holy Spirit, when people has the Holy Spirit, and let me tell you this, is two things different. Having the Holy Spirit and be filled of the Holy Spirit. Because everyone who is saved has the Holy Spirit. But not everybody who has the Holy Spirit is full of the Holy Spirit. And I will put an example of this. I can see people who, well, a lot of people who is married. Wife, husband. And you are married. I don't know how much time you have been married. But you live in the same house. Or maybe you don't talk to your husband or to your wife. Or maybe you sleep in another room and or sleep separate. That doesn't mean that you're not married. You're married. It's like you have the Holy Spirit, but you're not working with the Spirit. And Paul is saying And why is the reason why we have to be full of the Holy Spirit? In John chapter 15, verse 26, it says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceed from the Father, he shall testify about me. Jesus was talking to the disciples. And Jesus is telling the disciples that only by the Holy Spirit you can testify of him. So we need to be full of the Holy Spirit. And when Paul wrote this to the Ephesians, he is saying that we have to be filled of the Holy Spirit. And we can read in the Bible. It says, and not be drunk with wine where is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we can see that Paul is saying, you have to be filled of the Holy Spirit. And Paul is not saying, I wish you would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul is not saying that you may be filled. Paul is saying that you have to be filled of the Holy Spirit because it's how God is with you. And if you are full of the Holy Spirit, You can be part of God for this reason. What happened, brothers, if we're not full of the Holy Spirit? What happened? Just think about this. And don't answer, but answer yourself. Today is a new day for a new week. But let's talk about the last week. How many chapters that you read last week? Don't answer. Answer yourself. How many persons do you talk about Christ? Don't answer. Think about this. How many times you went to pray to God? How many times you thought about the second coming of Jesus? If you don't read, you don't pray, you don't talk to people about Christ, if you don't talk about the second coming of Jesus, let me tell you this, the Holy Spirit came, you're not full of the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because when Christians are full of the Holy Spirit, Christians can't stop talking about Christ. Amen. People or Christians go and pray and thanks Christ, God. When people read the Bible, people is only talking about Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. And that is why the world knows that we are Christians. But why Paul is giving this commandment to the church? Why Paul is saying to the church to be filled of the Holy Spirit and not fuel of wine? Because wine makes you be fleshly. And the Holy Spirit makes you saint. So if we, but brothers, what happened when we are full of the Holy Spirit? I want you to invite you to go to chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. And it says, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. This happened when we were full of the Holy Spirit. Be ye therefore followers of God, of dear children. What is our goal, brothers? Like Christians? Just come to church and let the preacher give the message and that's it, and go home and we forgot that we're Christians till Wednesday if we come to church. Or go to church and remember you're Christians Sunday in the morning because you have to go to church. Paul says, be ye therefore followers of God, of dear children. Paul is saying, if you are full of the Holy Spirit, you will imitate Christ. One time, just think about this. How people think, and I'm not talking bad about people. We were some brothers, you know, talking about Christ, and I say this. I tell them, brothers, pray for me because I want to be like Christ. And one lady, he told me, well, you can't be like Christ. I said, why? He said, because you're married. You know what I answered? I said, I'm not saying that I want to be that way, like Christ. I want to be like Christ because the Holy Spirit is with me, and I want to be like Christ because Jesus is the only man who took me to God. And brothers, I want to imitate Christ. And if weak or full of the Holy Spirit, verse 2 says, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us and had given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Brother, how many of us have loved one, how do you say, one each another? But brothers, the problem is not love each another here, because here you can be a saint. Here you can be like Christ. And you may love your brother that is to your left or to your right. But the problem is when you're outside here, the true living Christian life is outside, not here. That's the reason why Jesus told the disciples to be a light in the darkness. So how much you love the people. And to love the people is to take the gospel to these people, to the people. Paul is saying, if you are full of the Holy Spirit, you will live in love. And you know how things have been changing from bad teachers and bad preachers. Some people went to Berea, and I was teaching about love. And a lady said, do you think you love people? I said, yes, I love people. That's the reason I'm going to knock doors and take them or give him the good news, the gospel. He said, well, sometimes you talk too hard that I think that you don't love the people. I talk hard. Remember, brothers, talking hard is not to tell the people that if they don't accept Christ, when they die, they will go to, how do you say, hell? That is not hard. People think that if you don't think like they think, you're the wrong person. And let me tell you this, brothers. If we are preaching just because, and we don't preach the truth of God, that Jesus is love and Jesus is saint, and God is saint, we're not preaching what the Bible says. God wants people to be saint. God wants people to love him by the sacrifice of Christ. Don't think that love is to let the people do what they want. There's a man who says this. Wow, Beto, I'm a Christian. I say, you're a Christian? Say, yes, I'm a Christian. I say, well, I'm sorry. I told this man, because sometimes sometimes he act. If you tell him something that he don't like, he don't talk to you for a few days or maybe a week. And I told this person, I respect you, but I don't think you're a Christian. He said, what do you think? You're judging me and you're saying that I'm not saved. Yes, I'm saying that. And I went to the Bible and I teach him by the Bible. This is what the Bible says. You know why? He talks bad words every day. He talks bad about people. He do everything that is not from the Bible. I said, you're not saved, because the Bible says, if you're saved, you will love Jesus and you will do what Jesus is telling us to do, the Bible. Brothers, he got mad. And I asked him, I have a question just for you. He said, okay, ask me. I said, do you think that God, the one I serve, that what the Bible says that he's saint will agree how you talk? Do you know what he said? He didn't say anything. She just got quiet. I told him, you gave me the answer. You know? Because nobody can, nobody who is full of the Holy Spirit, nobody who has Christ in their heart, talks like this man, like the world. Brothers and sisters, we have to be different. And the church has to make the difference. Paul was telling to the Ephesians, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us. If you don't have love, you may have Christ, but you're not full of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says what is love, and I'm not going to tell you what is love because you know the Bible. But just think about this. Why we act like carnals when somebody don't agree with me what I said and I get back with these people? No, I'm not going to talk to you because you don't think about me. Wait, that is not love, brothers. Love is what the Bible says. And the love will forget if somebody offends me. Okay, Brother Isaac, I need to help. I need help. I'm sure.
Okay.
Help me, please. Read verse 3 through 5.
Chapter 5?
Yes, sir. Brothers, if you are full of the Holy Spirit, you're not going to do these things. So let me tell you this. We are blessed persons, people, not making all these things. And this is what it makes different from a people who knows Christ and a people who wants and is full of the Holy Spirit. It's sad to know that Christians are still living, or they are living on this. And I did not want to read this because I may not give the good pronunciation, but Brother Isaac Brother Isaac read these things, and I understood what you say, brother. So, brother, we have to understand that if we are a Christian, we can live with all these things. We are, like I say, a chosen person. What the Bible says in 1 Peter, we are a saint people. And God wants us to be saints. And we have to know about this. Verse 5, for this ye know that no, well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to read it. So think about this. Be full of the Holy Spirit is to be with God. What are we going to do? We have to be full of the Holy Spirit, not because I say it, not because your preacher says it.
Right.
Be full of the Holy Spirit because this is the will of God.
Amen.
And what the one who we have to
to obey is God.
Right.
And we have to be filled of the Holy Spirit, because that way we can serve Him. I told my people this. I'm not gonna preach. I'm not preaching for you. I'm preaching for God. I don't wanna be, I don't know if this is a word, please you. I wanna please God. You know why? Because God is the one who chose me to be a preacher, not you. And when I became with God face to face, He will ask me, Beto, what happened with you? I choose you to be a preacher, but you did everything wrong. Brothers, that will be embarrassing for me in the day. I want to be faced with God. I want to talk with Paul. I want to talk with Peter. And said, thank you. Thank you for teaching me the truth of God. We have a big responsibility, brothers. A big, big responsibility. A preacher used to say this, that the work of a preacher is like being a doctor. Because a doctor can save lives, and preachers can save lives, not going to hell, going to heaven. We have a big, big responsibility. Brothers, be full of the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit guide you. And just for last, remember this, brothers. Remember this. And not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And it says in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power of the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Holy Spirit is with us. Jesus went to prepare a home for us, but he left the Holy Spirit. Live by a Christian. Live with the Holy Spirit and tell the people that they need Christ. And the Holy Spirit will take you to the people to preach the gospel.
Amen.
To tell them about the wrong thing
right. Or
yeah. Living. And today, maybe the Holy Spirit is saying to us, I'm here. Use me. Because that is my work. The Holy Spirit is glad. He will be glad if we go for Him and ask about Him and tell Him that we need to be full of Him. This is my prayer. And thank you, brothers. In my prayer to you and me to be full of the Holy Spirit, to be filled by the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Brother Isaac, for giving me the opportunity to share the gospel.
Amen.
And pray for me, because I'm bad preaching. Bad, bad, bad. But like I say, I don't want to be a good preacher. I want to preach the truth and that's it. And that is my prayer. And I always ask God to let me preach the truth.
Amen.
We were talking the other day, the man and me. And I say, well, I'm worried because people don't want to stay at church. And he said, hey, brother, and if we became a Pentecostal, we can feel all this.
BTN 11:12, preaching the truth instead of having 100 beside Christ. And I tell you this because there is a man in Forest Mill that has in Wednesday service more than 500 people. Wednesday, right? But you can hear his preaching. Oh man, woo, terrible. Not the scripture. And he has a lot of people. I want to preach by the gospel. And that's it. Thank you, brother.
Nelson, will you lead?